Mike Johnson said on State of the Union over the weekend, the House Majority Leader, Mike Johnson said Joe Biden was chosen after a long, small-d democratic process by 14 million people. It will be very interesting to see if the so-called party of democracy, the Democrats, go into a back room somewhere and switch it out and put someone else on the top of the ticket. It will be litigated, I expect, on the ground there, Johnson said. Now, joining us now is Bert Odelson. He is the founding partner of Odelson, Murphy, Frazier, and McGrath. He's an election law attorney. Thanks for joining us today, Bert. You're on the air.
Sure, John. How are you this morning?
Good. Are there grounds for some sort of pushback by Republicans?
No. It smacks of the 60-some lawsuits that Trump filed after the last election, saying that the election results were all fraud. Every single one of those cases were dismissed. This is an internal democratic process. They have their own rules. The DNC has published their rules. There's a procedure for this. Will there be infighting and maybe a battle at the convention? Maybe. It'll be extremely interesting. But I don't see any litigation of any type by anyone, even in the party, to combat the delegates making the choice now. Now, you're going to hear a lot about the vice president, and then if others enter the race, you're going to hear a lot about that leading up to the convention. But ultimately now, the delegates are free to pick who they want. Always been this way since we've been having conventions and delegates.
And yet we didn't really know that, I think, because generally who you voted for in the primary got the delegate votes. Now the delegates are going to be free agents, right?
Yeah, they're free agents. It's absolutely correct. This is very, very similar to 1968. Very similar.
Although, go ahead.
Yeah.
But the difference was that Johnson was not, in fact, all the primaries hadn't even been concluded then.
That's correct. But you got to take it, and everybody knows that, but you got to take it one more step. Hubert Humphrey, the vice president, who was the anointed candidate, did not win one primary. And actually, when they went into the convention here in Chicago, Eugene McCarthy and Bobby Kennedy, before he was assassinated, had a lot of delegates locked up, and it then became a floor fight and a smoke-filled room choice to push Humphrey into the race. It's a lot of similarities between 1968 and this. So it doesn't appear that way. You have to dig a little deeper.
Joe Biden does not get to assign his delegates.
No.
I mean, the fact, even though Kamala Harris was on the ticket, she does not assume those delegates, does she?
No, she does not. But what she does assume, which is interesting, and the Republicans know this, what she does assume is all those campaign funds, because she was on the ticket and the funds were for Biden Harris. So she has a one up on all the other candidates because she, I think I heard the number of $90 million that they have thus far.
Right.
Yeah. She gets to access that if she's the candidate. Now, if she's not the candidate, that will become a legal question as to who has use of those Biden Harris funds. That could be an interesting question, but it's going to be very interesting if someone else emerges to contest her nomination.
And then the vice presidential pick, what do you expect would happen? Will she, as she gets closer to the convention, start to speak with or sort of support somebody else in a number two position, or will that be decided on the floor that day?
No, neither. She's going to, I don't have the inside skinny, but I just kind of know. She's going to make that choice in the very near future, in the next week or so, because whoever that is will either bring balance to the ticket, bring a swing state to the ticket, and will help her bring delegates to the ticket.
Okay, she'll make that choice of who she'd like to run with her. Will that be a public thing, or we'll wait until the convention?
Well, no, that'll be public. Yeah, that'll be, that's going to go public.
And one last thing about all of this, Bert, it does feel a little top-down, though, doesn't it? That, and I know I know it's just a convention. I know it's just a party. It's like a private club, and we get to pick who we want to be, and these are our rules. But this may yet be the next president and vice president of the United States, and it's not being decided by even the 14 million people who voted for Biden. It's being decided by 4,000 people in Chicago.
In Chicago, 4,000 delegates from across the country.
Yes, yes.
Who were elected? Remember, who were elected as Democratic delegates for Biden, but their persuasion is in the Democratic Party. So I can certainly make a case that even though it's not a primary selection, that it is within the Democratic Party rules. It is within the law.
Well, you would know. Bert Odelson is a election law expert. Bert, this won't be our last conversation this week.
I'm sure it won't.
I appreciate you joining us today, though.
Anytime, John.